Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. With much of the area in the green phase, SEPTA is adding more service to most of the regional rail lines. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke with passengers at the Glenside station.
More businesses are allowing their employees to come back into the office again.
I was working from home. And I work from home 2 days a week.
So that's now 3 days Monica needs to take the train to get in and out of the city. With more service needed, trains on most regional rail lines are now running every hour. The airport and Paoli-Thorndale lines have trains running every half hour. Some of the regional rail ticket offices are also reopening.
It's a big improvement over what service looked like for much of the pandemic. Trains every 2 hours. That led to frustrating commutes, says Norman Alexander, an echocardiographer at Jefferson.
I get off work at 4:30. The next train wouldn't come till 5:40. So now they're running every hour. That's going to be a lot different.
But not everything is up and running. The Chestnut Hill West and Kenwood lines are still suspended, and a sign that things aren't normal. During the morning rush at the Glenside station, the parking lot was about three-quarters empty. Shoppers are allowed back into malls all across New Jersey today, but there are important new rules and changes that you should expect. Capacity will be capped at 50%, and there will be separate entrances for customers and employees. Some retailers with their own entrances have already been able to allow some customers inside, and shoppers tell NBC 10 it's a lot different.
No fitting rooms, which is different because I'm used to trying everything on.
The distance, I feel like it's like you're always checking like over your shoulder now, like is someone around me, or can I stand this close? Like, am I doing all right?
At the Cherry Hill Mall, parents won't be allowed to drop their kids off. Anyone under 18 will have to be accompanied by an adult. Camden's public school system is working on plans to resume classes in some form in the fall. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden says a newly formed private organization is offering to help.
The Camden Education Fund was formed last year and has already provided $370,000 in grants for student laptops. Now they're offering up to $1 million to Camden schools, according to Fund Executive Director Neha Dean.
It is called the Open Doors Safe Classrooms Initiative, and it's going to provide grants of up to $100,000 to school networks in Camden to help them safely reopen for next year. Schools can use the funds to cover additional needs across a wide variety of areas, including operations, academic support, social-emotional support, and family engagement.
Between the district, charter, and Renaissance schools, there are 9 of those networks set up. Applications went out June 1st. They're due back by July 2nd, and Dean says there's been a lot of interest. The fund receives support from local and national foundations with one goal in mind, to keep Camden schools on a steady road to improvement. Many small businesses are struggling with forced closures or operating at limited capacity, but small independent concert venues say they will never come back without help. KYW's Mike Doherty reports.
This was primed to be a record-setting year at Union Transfer in Philly.
Back in early March, we were on pace to have our best spring ever.
Owner Sean Agnew says then they were the first industry to get shut down and had to refund all of the ticket sales. It was like somebody took a vacuum cleaner to the bank account.
In about 3 weeks' time, we had to cancel 143 shows for the rest of the year.
He says it's obvious this had to be done for people's safety, but his business isn't getting any support from the government.
Thousands of owners joined the National Association of Independent Venues almost overnight to advocate for one another. Now major artists like Dave Grohl and Lady Gaga are lobbying for federal support.
I believe it's 90% of music venues will likely to be closed by Thanksgiving if there is not federal assistance.
He says a silver lining in all this is that once competitors in the small venue industry are banding together like never before to take on big companies like Live Nation. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.